Hare Krishna. Recently I was in Mumbai and I was visiting one devotee whose mother was going through some cancer treatment and chemotherapy. So in that treatment, his body becomes very weak. So I was talking to her and she was explaining that when the body becomes weak, it's difficult to chant even 16 rounds. But she was thinking that because I have given my word to the Vaishnavas and to the spiritual master, somehow I must chant. So, now that when our health is good, we should try to chant more and more. Because as the body becomes weak, even the basic activity of 16 rounds becomes a challenge. So, Srila Prabhupada, I am quoting one lecture given by Srila Prabhupada in this book, on the book of Nectar of Devotion in Calcutta. Prabhupada is saying that our prescription is chant Hare Krishna mantra without any stop. It's like Saturday is Ekadashi, we can start preparing. So in Ekadashi, Prabhupada said we should chant more and more, as far as possible, non-stop chanting. And even if death comes, if you can just utter the name Krishna, or you can just remember Krishna, then that is the perfection of life. Ante Narayana Smriti. So, if at the time of death one can remember Krishna, that is perfection. And we should try to chant 24 hours a day. That means 16 rounds we are chanting on the mala. And apart from that, whatever service we are doing, we should try to remember Krishna. Some devotees, they chant in the heart. Some can chant on the clicker. Sometimes you are traveling in the train or bus, you can chant more. In fact, chanting is vital to all, even devotees who are doing deity worship. The mantras may not be Hare Krishna mantra, but the deity worship mantras are also about Krishna's name. So Krishna's name is the center of all the 9 processes of devotional service. So Prabhupada concludes this lecture by saying that if you are determined that I shall always chant Hare Krishna mantra, nobody can check. It's like Haridas Thakur was determined, although he was the Nawab, the Qazi tried to stop him, but Haridas Thakur did not give up chanting. So we do not have so much attachment to chanting. So therefore the rules are made. One devotee was asking me, Prabhu, why 16 rounds? We don't find in Gita 16 rounds, and you know, we don't find in Bhagavat Puran. So the answer is that Prabhupada gives 16 rounds as a concession. Actually Gita says satatam kirtayantam. So Prabhupada is giving a lot of concession. You know. They start with 16 rounds and then come to satatam kirtanam. Just like Prabhupada lecture we are continuing, we have given 16 rounds at the regulative principle, then gradually we may increase and automatically come to the point that we are always chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And Prabhupada concludes by saying, that is perfection. If at the time of death we can chant Hare Krishna, then certainly you are going back to Vaikuntha. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Now let us offer our respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone, and who are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned soul. Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindiki.